Hi, I'm here with Janelle Taylor with Texas Parks and Wildlife. And Janelle, I'm so interested in finding out more about how you got interested in the CCC.
I grew up in South Texas and went camping a lot with my parents and my brothers, and we fell in love with Garner State Park and always had to have at least one night here, and also visited a lot of other parks in Texas, and we compared all parks to Garner and Bastrop.
They're so beautiful.
Yes, they have a special look to them.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until years later when I landed a job at Texas Parks and Wildlife in the infrastructure division that I learned more about why these parks like Garner and Bastrop are so special.
Oh, yeah.
The architects one day I noticed were designing some cabins for a new park, and I asked why they didn't look like the cabins at Garner. And they told me that the Garner cabins were from the CCC era, and they were special because they were built during the Great Depression when money was scarce and everyone was out of work, and so they were able to build these cabins that today would cost us millions of dollars to build.
So we can't even come close to duplicating this now.
Yeah, it was so labor intensive, the techniques they used for the heavy stone and rough hewn timbers. Construction takes a lot of labor compared to modern style construction.
Oh, that's very interesting. But so from that point,
in 1997, there was a national reunion of the CCC, and it was being held just a few miles from Parks and Wildlife's headquarters in Austin.
Oh.
And some of the architects told me that it might be a good idea to go and talk with these CCCers and see if any of them had worked at our parks and could tell us about the construction of some of these buildings.
And some of them had?
Yes. And in the past, there'd been a guy who had stopped in at a park and told him he had helped build it, and that park had had a stone wall that had been damaged, and we were trying to figure out how to repair it. The stone had a special tinted grout that no one knew how to replicate. And a CCCer came and visited the park and talked with staff and told them a recipe for tinting the grout.
He remembered after all those years.
Yes, 60 or 70 years later.
Oh, that's amazing.
And then that information was then in the park's hands. So for decades to come, as long as those park buildings stand, we'll be able to repair them with the appropriate colored grout.
Oh, that is perfect. And so have you used that to help you move forward now to find out more about the construction from these CCC guys, huh?
Yes, and we ended up doing some interviews at that national reunion and found out wonderful stories.
Oh.
And not only did they tell us where the stones were quarried and the timbers harvested and different tools they used to build the buildings, but they also told us about what life was like in the U.S. during the Great Depression.
Oh, what a wonderful store of history.
Yes. I mean, they talked about how hard times were, that there was nobody had any work or any money, and people were actually so hungry that their stomachs were growling every night and they couldn't sleep. Their stomachs were growling so loudly.
Oh, so when they came to work,
and then the CCC started, yes, and it gave one son from each family could join the CCC and get a job, and they were taught skills such as carpentry or plumbing or surveying, all different types of work, and they were given a salary of $1 a day.
Oh my goodness, $1 a day.
Yes, where some of them had only been paid like $1 every 3 months or something, so this was a big increase in income.
Oh, so it really saved those families.
Yes, and the CCC, it varied at different camps and different parts of the CCC period, but in general they were kept $8 and $22 was sent home to the family.
Oh, that is amazing.
So it helped mom and dad and brother and sisters to survive. And then the CCC camp had to hire teachers to come and teach the boys how to do the plumbing or carpentry or surveying, whatever skill. And so that provided jobs for the nearby towns. And the locals also sold them ice and meat and vegetables to feed the men in the camp. And so it really helped the economy in a lot of different ways.
Kind of a ripple effect of other people getting work as well.
Yes, and then out of that horrible time of the Great Depression came this wonderful program, the CCC, and these wonderful projects like Garner State Park.
And we're still reaping the benefits of those projects.
Yes,
today.
These buildings were built to last and are still enjoyed 60, 70 years later.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful buildings. So how difficult has it been to reconstruct or rebuild any of these buildings? Have we been able to take this information that the CCC guys have given us and use
yes.
it?
Yes, and for the ones that worked at Parks, but I also need to tell you that the CCC had three main types of camps, and Parks was just one of those three.
Oh, okay. What else?
The workers did Parks for cities, like City of Dallas, White Rock Lake Park, or Austin has Zilker Park that had CCC That's labor true. Constructing it.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And of course, we're familiar with national parks like Yosemite and Yellowstone and Big Bend.
Oh, yes.
And so those parks were all built by CCC, but then the other categories were forestry and soil conservation. And the forestry camps, they planted billions of trees in state and national forests.
Oh.
They also made fire breaks and fought a lot of forest fires.
Oh, wow.
Which was very important work. They shipped a lot of people around different parts of the country to do forestry work, just like the parks.
Mm.
And then the third category was soil conservation services. And that was the only type of CCC camp that did work on private lands. And they worked on ranches and farms, and there was also a big drought during the Great Depression period. And the topsoil was blowing away. And the CCC at those camps did terracing and irrigation and erosion control projects that saved the topsoil.
Mm.
So all the camps were working to save natural resources or to help us to appreciate them, three different ways.
Well, it sounds like some of the jobs were a little bit dangerous. At least the firefighters, you know,
were
in danger there. So
yes, and some of them did perish in the line of duty. Yes.
Oh my goodness, my goodness. Well, these are fascinating stories. I'm sure that you have been able to share with these men that worked at the CCC, and I'm sure it's been an enriching experience for you as well.
Yes, not only getting the construction stories, but the life in the Great Depression and how they survived and came through it, I think is relevant today when we have crises like the Katrina hurricane happening, that out of the horrors of that Great Depression came this wonderful program and these beautiful projects like we're in front of today.
Oh, yeah. So out of tragedy, sometimes comes some good.
Yes,
as
a
well.
Silver lining in every cloud. That's right. That's right.
Well, Janelle, I want to thank you so very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you.
And wish you well with continued work with the history, the living history of these people.
Thank you.